Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
The Word of the Week podcast.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
When do we have a sexy intercourse?
Inconceivable!
By English SP. Hello and welcome to the Word of the Week. This week, we're going to talk about the word hog, H-O-G, hog. Normally, a hog is a really large pig that lives in the wild. Sometimes it's in farms, but a hog is just a really big pig. But we're going to go over other ways to use the word hog. But before we do that, really quickly, about EnglishSP.com, we are now offering lessons via Skype, only $25 or 50 reais per lesson, per 1 hour lesson, and we will make those lessons for you and whatever you need. So let's get to it. The word of the week, hog. Okay, so the word hog. I'm going to do this in three sections. The first, we're going to approach the word hog as a verb, and then we'll take a look at the nouns, and then finally, we'll go over three idioms. Excuse me while I cough some stuff out of my throat. So number one, hog as a verb, to hog something. To hog something is to take more than one's share, or to take more than you're supposed to. To be selfish or greedy, that's to hog something. So for example, if you're playing video games, I don't know if you play video games, how old are you? But if you play video games, you could tell your friend, "Hey man, stop hogging the PlayStation. It's my turn, fucker." I went to the movies on Sunday with my wife. We were eating some popcorn, and I was hogging the popcorn. I was hungry. We hadn't had dinner. I was eating more than my share. Definitely, I ate more than half of the popcorn. I was hogging the popcorn. Or if you're smoking a joint, smoking some Mary Jane with your friends, dude, stop hogging that joint. Puff, puff, give. So the hog is to take more than your share, more than 50% or 60% or however much you're hogging it. In Brazil, there's a lot of protests right now because the Brazilian politicians are hogging all of that tax money. They're spending it and stealing it inappropriately. I believe that's what the protests are about. You can correct me if I am wrong. But that is the verb to hog, is to be greedy or to be selfish, to take more than your share. And we use this a lot in the ing form. Stop hogging that. Or, hey, don't hog. Don't hog the PlayStation. Don't hog the PlayStation, man. Dude, stop hogging the car. It's my turn. Second, noun. Just like that. The way we use it as a verb, we can use it as a noun. So we can call someone a something hog. We use this a lot when we talk about driving. Somebody's a road hog. A road hog is someone that takes up too much room on the road. So have you ever been behind that guy that's driving and you want to go past them, but you can't because they're in both lanes or they're taking too much of the road? That guy is a road hog. He's a road hog and he's driving between two lanes, and fuck, man, he might cause an accident. What a road hog. What a prick. But we can also use it as a anything. Maybe a pen hog. Hey, dude, can I use your pen? No, man, pen hog. You go to a party, somebody won't share their beer with you? Man, you're a beer hog. Or you buy a pizza, and you only get one piece, and your friends eat the rest of the pizza? You guys are pizza hogs, man. Don't be a hog, dude. Share the pizza with me. I'm not a hog. I'm a person, man. Or whatever. Also, another way we use the word hog is when we're referring to a large, powerful motorcycle. almost always one of those big Harley Davidsons that make the loud noise. That's a hog. I'm going to get on my hog and get out of here. That's a hog. A big, large, powerful motorcycle. That's pretty much slang. And it's pretty much slang for people that have motorcycles. So if you don't have a motorcycle, you probably don't have to worry about it. Although if you have a bicycle, maybe you can use it as a joke. I'm going to jump on my hog here and pedal away. Squeak, 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 squeak. Sad. A third noun, hogwash. Hogwash, we use this. Actually, hogwash is what they feed pigs. It's like horrible stuff. It's like leftover, almost garbage, but they feed it to the pigs. But we use hogwash when we're talking about something we want to say that's meaningless or nonsense. Excuse me. It's actually another way just to say bullshit. So if somebody is talking, well, I think that the reason why there's no such thing as global warming is because, you see, it's normal to be hot during summer. Well, that's a bunch of hogwash. Yeah, it just doesn't mean anything. It's not true. It's insincere. They're just lying. It's bullshit. It's hogwash. So if someone's telling a story at a party, yeah, we went to the store and we tried to buy some beer, but there was no beer. That's why I couldn't bring any. Sorry. Ah, man, that's hogwash. Go out and buy some beer, you cheap bastard. Stop coming here hogging all our beer. Go buy some of your own. Hogwash is actually a word we don't use very much. It's very country. I guess it's very country. So like maybe in Texas and Oklahoma they use it. But I'm from California, so we don't use it too much. But you will see it in movies. And moving right along, let's get to the idioms. I got three of them for you. The first idiom is to go whole hog. To go whole hog means to do something completely or thoroughly or without reserve, right? So for example, if you want to redecorate your living room, or let's say you want to redecorate your house a little bit, and you're thinking, well, let's just do the living room. Well, fuck. Why just do the living room? Why not go whole hog and paint the entire house and fix every room? Go be extravagant, be crazy, do the whole thing. I guess this would come from like if you go to a restaurant and you know you want to eat a ham sandwich. Man, don't eat just a ham sandwich. Go whole hog. Eat the whole fucking pig. It'll also be go whole hog or go the whole hog. Both are fine. Let's say you want to go buy a new car and you're at the dealership and you're looking at a model that doesn't, you know, maybe has power windows and power steering, but the dealer, he's going to say, man, you know, for only a little bit more, you can go whole hog and get all of the stuff. Get the power windows, the power steering, the seat warmers, that big-ass stereo, whatever else comes with those complete packages of cars. But that's to go the whole hog, to go all the way, to spend more, to do more. Next, to live high on the hog. To live high on the hog is to live an extravagant lifestyle. It's like to be really rich, to spend a lot of money on extravagant things. So, my friend, he's been going out a lot lately, spending a lot of money at fancy restaurants. He's really living high on the hog. And I don't get it because he's just an English teacher. And we all know English teachers are poor. I do. You could say, oh man, my friend, he used to be really poor, but now he's living high on the hog. He made it. He's successful. You know, he's doing well. He's got a boat. He goes boating with his boating friends or whatever all those rich people do. But when they're living high on the hog, I hope to one day be living high on the hog. It would be nice. And the third and last idiom is to go hog wild. To go hog wild is to become crazy with excitement. Shit, it's Friday night. Let's just go hog wild. I guess it's kind of a country saying too. Maybe some band is going to come be on stage and the crowd went hog wild as soon as the band began to play. Or I go hog wild every time I see a. I don't know that I've gone hog wild in years. Fucking getting old, man. Hog wild. What makes you go hog wild? Maybe the last time I went hog wild was like at a Dave Matthews concert. Actually, no. The last time I went hog wild was on Saturday. Me and the wife went to my friend's birthday party. His name's Dennis. He turned really fucking old, 34. Still younger than me, but I drank some Jack and Cokes, a Caipirinha, a couple beers, and I went hog wild. I was having a good time. And that is it for the word hog. Some verbs, some nouns, some idioms. Hopefully you'll be able to use some of those. They're fun. Those are fun words, fun sayings. And that's it for the word of the week. Hopefully you're learning something. Hopefully you are enjoying. Take care, and I'll see you next week. Actually, I won't see you, but maybe I'll talk to you if you want.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
When do we have a sexy intercourse?
Inconceivable! By English SP.